This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, I think we all know that the most dangerous fans to piss off are the Swifties, Taylor Swift's fans.
Okay.
But the second most dangerous fans you could piss off are Pantera fans.
Well, they're the same fans. Pantera fans walk around with the friendship bracelets.
Of course.
They're just like all the Swifties.
And one person who we have on the phone right now knows firsthand what it's like to piss off the Pantera fans, and that man is Craig Gass. Good morning, Craig.
It started out innocent enough. It really did. It was a very innocent thing. There's a buddy of mine who plays in Pantera. I texted him to let him know, hey, I'm finally going to be in the same town as you. So I'm assuming you'll probably be there on Thursday, right? Can we hang out on Thursday? Do you want to have dinner? And he said, dude, no, because it looks like we're going to do a secret show in Minneapolis on Thursday now. We're going to do a secret show at First Avenue where Prince filmed Purple Rain.
That's the iconic club that has like all the bands on stars or something like that outside the building, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a legendary club. And then after 30 minutes, I texted him and said, hey, wait a second. Do you want an opening act? And he picked up the phone and called me and said, what were you thinking? And I said, all right, so here's what I've done when I've opened for Metallica, Alice in Chains, System of a Down. I go on stage and I say, my name's Craig. I'm the band's tour manager. I work for the band. And that gets everybody super stoked, and they start listening. And that is the key to saying that. Get them to listen so I can do my jokes. Otherwise, I'm getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, dude, I love it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And he goes, I'm going to have somebody call you. There's video on my Instagram that is absolutely nuts. I got on stage, and I said, good evening. My name's Craig. I am Pantera's tour manager. And the place went nuts. And I actually took a step back and went, wow.
Dude, I saw the video and I was like, they're chanting Craig. They're like, Craig, 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 Craig. And I'm like, what is happening here?
I did a Steve Miggs pro wrestling move where I said, thank you. Nobody's ever cheered for me before.
And
going, Craig, 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 Craig. And I actually said, can I say that one more time? And they said, yeah. And I said, my name's Craig. I'm Pantera's tour manager. And I turned around and I yelled at all the roadies and I said, that's how you show respect, you piece of crap. And I screamed at people. Yeah. And then I said, hey, the band sent me out here to make a couple of announcements. And then one of the announcements I made was, just to get them to listen, I said, you may have heard some rumors. And it's true. Pantera is recording our first ever live album right here tonight. And the place went nuts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, so I need your attention. I need your attention. I gave them instructions on how to behave on a live album, and they followed every dumb instruction I gave them.
Like what?
And I said, each band member has a special request about tonight's shows. The requests are stupid. At one point, I said, Zach Wilde is over here on stage left. I don't know if you guys know this, but Zach has the biggest male genitalia I've ever seen. honest to God.
Tell me more.
Honest to God. Like Zach's genitalia is so big, it's got an elbow in it. At one point, I told him that Phil Anselmo is going through a tough time recently because he lost his shoes. And because he never wears shoes on stage. So it was all stupid stuff. And then at the very end, I said, all right. And now, to be fair, I always say this quietly. My name's Craig. I'm actually a comedian. And then I go, all right, get ready for Pantera. And that part goes over everybody's head.
It's like the little disclaimer, the fine print. I love it.
Yeah. So here's where the problems start. I wake up the next morning. I get three different texts, three different people who send me screenshots of metal websites, heavy metal websites, hard rock websites that have headlines that say, employee for Pantera announces the band has recorded a live album in Minneapolis. And I went, uh-oh. And then and I started looking at all the comments, and people were crapping on the employee for Pantera. And what was really cool about it is that I am totally anonymous in this. So I started bagging on me and leaving comments and saying, yeah, screw that guy.
Screw Craig.
Dude, at one point I was like, quoting my own jokes in the comments. By the way, you can see this on my Instagram at Craig Gass Comedy. Look at the posts. And then 3 days ago, Pantera put out a statement and said, no, we did not record a live album. That was just a joke from our comedian buddy, Craig Gass. And they tagged me in all my
No.
Go get him.
Yeah, I saw Rex Brown, the bassist of the band. He like put up a tweet. It was just like, yeah, no, that was just Craig Gass cracking jokes. I was like, oh, yeah, man, release the hounds.
Release the hounds. All the meth heads came for me. It was amazing.
Are you guys cool still? I mean, are they, like, I know that people were upset, but are you in the band okay?
Well, I'm not 100%. Here's what I'll say is, the next night at the Metallica show, I was asked to come back and take a photo with the band. So I took a photo with the band, and as I was walking away, I looked at Phil and I go, dude, thanks for letting me do that thing. And I hope you don't mind that I told everybody that you're really going through a tough time because you lost your shoes. And he goes, are you the comedian? And I go, yeah. And he goes, brother, that was amazing. I heard people screaming. And he gave me a fist bump. And then I leave. And then I get a text from the tour manager saying, hey, what are you going to stick around after Pantera's done? And I said, yeah. And she said, okay, because Phil said he would like to spend some time with you. And I went, oh, no. Oh, no. And, dude, I'm telling you, Steve, I'm going to give you the scoop. You guys make a note of this. And if it's a month from now, it's a year from now, 2 years from now, you dig into this story. Phil and I started talking about stand-up comedy, and he told me about a day where he and Dimebag Darrell in an airport ran into Don Rickles and sat down with him for an hour.
To be a fly on the wall in that conversation, jeez.
Like, where does that go? Like, where does that, like, I can't even understand, like what is Phil and Dimebag doing but just getting roasted by, and what were the roasts like? Yeah, it was so insane. But I think I'm cool with the guys. I haven't talked to Rex in a few days, so yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.